USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My plan is to address inflation. It starts with a simple proposition. Respect the Fed.
President Joe Biden on Tuesday, as he welcomes Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to the White House to discuss the ongoing inflation impacting the American economy. The Commerce Department reporting inflation rose 6.3% in April compared to a year ago. Former President Trump is venting his frustration after Hillary Clinton's lawyer was found not guilty of lying to the FBI. A special counsel was investigating Michael Sussman in relation to an FBI probe on the 2016 presidential election, Trump claiming on his social media platform Truth Social that he believes the legal system is corrupt. Judges and the Supreme Court justices are compromised and elections are rigged. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A Texas state senator is demanding information about what police were doing on the day of the Uvalde school shooting.
I want to know where each officer was situated at that time. There was 19 officers at 12:03. He claims that two of them were from DPS.
Democrat Senator Roland Gutierrez speaking there on MSNBC. He promised to continue to stand with the families of the victims and to hold the government accountable to act for them. A new survey shows many Floridians would not leave their homes ahead of a storm. AAA saying one out of four residents plan to ignore evacuation orders even if a hurricane is approaching. The results come as the remnants of Hurricane Agatha in the Pacific could become the Atlantic hurricane season's first tropical storm. Wall Street closing out the roller coaster month of May in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 222 points to close at 32,990. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Democratic-led committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has subpoenaed Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman Jordan says he thinks the entire committee is too political.
In this situation, they get to leak things, they get to lie about things, they lied about me, they lied about a text message I had forwarded to the White House Chief of Staff, so much so that the committee had to come out and say we regret the error.
Congressman Jordan is pushing back at the subpoena in a letter and questioning its constitutionality. The first hearing by the January 6th committee is next week, and several other congressional Republicans have also been sent a subpoena. Tragedy strikes in the NFL.
Jeff Gladney, a cornerback for the Vikings last year and traded to the Arizona Cardinals this year, died in a car crash Monday morning in Dallas, Texas. The Dallas County Sheriff's Department is reporting the crash took place around 2:30 a.m. Central and involved two vehicles. A preliminary investigation found that the vehicle Jeff was in was speeding and clipped a second vehicle from behind. His vehicle then lost control and hit a freeway beam, killing him and an unidentified woman inside. No one in the other vehicle was injured. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA Finals are set to begin Thursday night in San Francisco. The Golden State Warriors will host the Boston Celtics. Tip-off for the game set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.